Welcome to the Inspire Careers Spotlight Series, presenting informational, educational, and entertaining interviews and insights about today's leading career management topics. Your host is Kathy Lanzalaco, CEO of Inspire Careers. Kathy is a member of the Forbes Coaches Council and an award-winning resume writer. Inspire Careers provides career marketing support to executives and professionals and is home to the Inspire Careers Student Professional Launch Program, the only new college graduate success program in the country. Follow Kathy on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for new career-related content shared daily, and visit inspirecareers.com to learn more about Kathy and her unique career path from registered nurse to HR leader to entrepreneur, business owner, and podcast host. The podcast you're about to listen to can also be found as a video podcast on the Inspire Careers YouTube channel.
Hey friends, Kathy Lanzalaco here with another episode of Inspire Careers Spotlight on Careers, the video podcast series where I bring you best-in-class career-related information to keep you up to date and help you advance in your careers. And today I want to talk a little bit about disparities in the workplace, particularly gender disparity in the workplace, as we are coming to the end of Women's History Month. I have been having a lot of conversations about women's issues in the workplace, and I thought this was worthy of a conversation. Now, some of you may have an environment where you're working in or have had experience where you're working in a very toxic environment, so you don't need anybody to tell you that you have problems there. Perhaps you can look right over to your male counterparts and recognize that the treatment is different. You can probably sit down with me any day of the week and give me example after example about how you were passed over for promotions, about how the treatment that you get is different, the way that you're spoken to or assumptions that are made about you are different than your male counterparts in the workplace. On the other hand, I speak to a lot of women executives who say that they have had advocates at the companies that they work for. They feel that they've been treated fairly. They've made it into the C-suite. Some of them will say they just felt like it was an upward trajectory. They worked hard for it, got no special treatment, but didn't necessarily feel that they had issues that prevented them from getting there and made the journey more difficult. However, there's an equal amount that would tell you, I know because they've told me, that the journey has not been easy. And it's taken longer, significantly longer than their male counterparts. Why is that? Because they have not had access to the same mentorship and the same projects as men in the workplace have had. And so I just want to kind of level set here about some of the issues that women are grappling with in the workplace today. While we have made a lot of progress, and it's great news, the downside is white women are still making 83 cents on the dollar for their white counterparts. Women of color are making less. And Black women are making less. Latina women are making even less than them. So it can go on and on. I am not here to start the conversation about you've been treated unfairly. What I'm here to do today is to help open your eyes to things that happen that you may not even be aware of, and helping giving you some information to ask the right questions, to view things potentially with a different lens. I want you to get the fair treatment that you deserve. Sometimes there's legislation to protect that in the workplace. Oftentimes it doesn't matter though either. And some of it is so subversive that you really have to know what you're looking for and how it really impacts you. So I just want to cover a couple of things today that you may not think about, but these are real things that women are struggling with today. I have been through them myself working in corporate environments, absolutely the case, but they're still happening today. And if you cannot say, well, I have absolutely overtly experienced these, good for you. But I'm going to challenge you and say, probably there has been other things happening. Now, if you worked at a women-owned company and the whole place is set up specifically to promote women, then yay, love that. Good for you. Unfortunately, that is not the experience in many cases. And there are some companies that are better than others. I've had this conversation before and I've shared information about specific companies that do a really great job in terms of helping women advance through the ranks. But how about a couple of things that you may not have thought about, or if you have, to give you some ideas about how to overcome some of that? The gender pay gap that I mentioned. A lot of companies are not forthcoming with what people are being paid, but Legally, they cannot prevent you from discussing it. However, as I said earlier, there is still a gender pay gap. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Can I say no doubt about it again? I'll do that. So it's a well-known fact that white men continue to make more than anybody else. And I used to work at an organization where I had someone say, well, we just want the best person for the job. It doesn't have to be a white man. But the white man always ended up being the person for the job because they had the experience that was needed because they had been given special circumstances, special priorities throughout their career that made them more qualified for those positions. So these are the kind of things I'm talking about that prevent women from advancing in the workplace. So the second one is beyond the pay gap is the glass ceiling. We've talked about this before too in different forms. And sometimes people will talk about the glass ceiling in terms of, well, you know, in our company, we have more women in the C-suite than ever before, or the board, we finally have our first woman, let's celebrate it. Yeah, that's all great, but women are still underrepresented in these senior leadership roles. And there's a lot of barriers in their place to even getting there. And then let's talk about work-life balance. We know what COVID did to women in the workplace. You can still read about it all over the internet. You can read about it in all the good articles. And I'm not talking saying everything on the internet is true, but what I am saying, credible articles where women are the ones that often left the workplace and many of them have never returned because they have had to take on the bulk of the responsibility of childcare, which they've always done. But when it came, push came to shove, who has to generally step back? It's generally the women. And women disproportionately have to or continue to handle most of the housework and child rearing that prevents women from advancing in the workplace oftentimes because they have different responsibilities. I know that when I worked in corporate America, most of the men I worked with had stay-at-home wives. So they could travel more freely. They could stay after longer for different events. I was a single parent. I had to get home because, well, I had childcare during the day and I was responsible in that way. There was no one oftentimes to pick them up from these different events, or I was the only parent that could go to something and they needed to have a parent represented, or I wanted them to have a parent represented. So the ability to still carry on your life with advancing your career, women are at the disadvantage often cases. Gender bias, even unconscious bias, right? Implicit bias that affects hiring, promotions, performance evaluations. You can hear it in the tone of the words that are spoken and the way that you're talking to, that you're spoken to often cases. Think about it. Listen to how people speak to the women. Listen how people speak to the men. It happens all the time. I'm still shocked too when I watch TV shows or watch a movie, and I'm not talking about a movie from the 70s and the 80s, I'm talking about a contemporary movie and the roles that are assigned to men and to women. I'm still shocked at how that is still happening. Lack of mentorship, oftentimes not having a mentor to help you overcome and learn how to navigate some of the personalities in the workplace or learn how to get your foot in the door for different opportunities. Women oftentimes don't have those the way that men do. And women, we would love there to be more women mentors for other women, but certainly we'd love there to be male mentors for women to be able to navigate those very important pieces of the workplace that often nobody talks about. And they don't necessarily have a way of being defined. They may be put under interpersonal communications or utilizing resources or creativity. Just can't really tell you what that moving target is. But when you know that it hasn't been aligned with the opportunities you've been given, you may not be able to put it into words, but you can feel it. Inadequate maternity leave. Yes, we have paid family leave. Yes, we have FMLA. But think about the other countries and the lack of childcare here in the U.S. and the lack of long-term paid maternity leave here in this country as well. Professional isolation. I'll tell you, this is something, you know, women in the higher levels, when you are one or only two of women in these large circles of executives, it can be a very lonely place to be. You can be on purpose. They can isolate you. Sometimes it happens not on purpose. But I know even as a single parent leader in the workplace, I did feel very isolated because I had a different set of challenges. I showed up every day to work, did my job well, But there was a lot of things that I was going through that other people did not have to contend with. So sometimes it could be even subconsciously we're isolating ourselves from groups of people that we just don't feel that we have things in common with. Sexual harassment, it is still happening. It's happening every day. I could tell you stories about it. This is not the podcast for it. However, it's still happening. And depending particularly in the industry that you're in, it happens more than others. But if you feel something's been said or done to you that is not correct, it probably is. Just like we teach our children, if it feels uncomfortable, it probably is wrong. And then career interruptions, women having to take time away for childcare, parental care, maternity leave, all kinds of different things. COVID was a huge problem with this. Women still have not recovered from that. But more women have career interruptions than men do. And with the break in the career or not getting that next level of the opportunity to develop new skills, that can place you at a disadvantage for those high positions that you really want. And then networking opportunities. Women may have less access to formal networking opportunities and the networks. And what I mean by that is the type of people. And I don't mean that you can't go to something after hours and meet and talk to people. I'm talking about that informal stuff, and sometimes formal, that happens in the workplace that allows you to meet those people. Remember that old statement about it's not what you know, it's who you know? Women oftentimes do not have that same opportunity to take advantage of that statement. So what can you do for that, right? These are systemic barriers in many cases that we're talking about here. Now, can you go out and try to write your congressman? Can you lobby? Can you write letters? Can you fight and write letters to SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management, join in some of their advocacy? Yes, you can, absolutely. But at the grassroots level, really talking here today about understanding what's happening you around you, and then realizing that despite the laws, even though they've changed, they're still not great. Understanding that even though there are policies at many companies, they're still not comprehensive and they're still not enforced, or they are enforced in ways that are not consistent across the board that negatively impacts women. So the need for self-advocacy is huge. The ability to find mutual support in the workplace. And I'll tell you what, does this sound familiar to you too? That as a woman, oftentimes when we go to lodge a complaint, we want to bring an issue to someone's attention. Perhaps it is in HR, perhaps it is to our leader in the workplace. Oftentimes we are labeled as difficult to get along with, not giving people an opportunity. There's always another step that has to be followed before anything can be taken under advisement. So oftentimes women are experiencing that. Now look, if there's barriers for everybody that brings up an issue, then that is definitely an organizational issue that those walls need to come down. But I will tell you that it is a known fact that women have more of that handed to them and put up against them than men in the workplace do. This isn't about male bashing. I don't believe in that at all. That does make us look lousy, and it is lousy. So that's not what I'm talking about. But I am talking about recognizing what's happening around you and advocating for yourself, questioning things that are said to you, questioning opportunities that you are denied, being willing to find your voice and saying, I want this, putting your hand up to say, give this to me. This is why I deserve it. Let me tell you what I can do. So being able to recognize that these things are happening, but it doesn't have to be the end point for us at all. It can merely be a place where we challenge ourselves to say, yes, I can affect the change this moment for myself, potentially for someone else, but you don't have to own everybody's problems. You don't have to be the person that starts every employee resource group everywhere you go, although I know those women. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about advocating for yourself, advocating for women at large, just by opening your mouth, just by asking questions, not causing a ruckus. That's not even what I'm talking about. But I'm saying, look at what's happening and not just accepting the status quo and creating opportunities to share resources, other things that are happening in the workplace that you know nobody else is, filling those gaps for other women and to be able to help them acclimate to the workplace or to new positions, even if another mentor is assigned, or even if you know, there seems to be an onboarding in place. The best companies will have all of those things in place, but there's always still room for that personal connection. And what can I help teach you that I have learned? How can I ease the path for you? How can I open a door for you? But what I want you to leave with this conversation is that things are happening around you that you may be so used to, you don't even recognize it anymore. Things that you have accepted for so long because you needed to get along, to keep your job, to get invited to whatever opportunities you were allowed. And so now it's become very second place to you. But I'm going to challenge you to open your eyes a little bit more and see what's happening. And in there, I'm not asking you to take the burden on for everybody's issues, although if you want to pick that up, you go right ahead. But what I'm saying is look around, see what's happening, recognize that if you are not being treated in the same manner that is going to help you advance in the same way that your male counterparts are, to ask the questions, to hold people in power accountable. Now, do those type of things also come with a potential downside? Sure, they do. But I suspect that if you're watching this, you already know how to navigate some of those conversations. And if you don't, to be able to reach out to someone else, maybe it's not in that organization. Is there a trusted confidant that you have in that organization that you can go to ask about how to approach a particular person or someone in charge of a certain project or arm of the business? If you're watching this, you have already achieved great things and you've overcome a lot of things already. And you may already be aware of areas that you're not being treated well. Also, and I will share in the information too about a post I made about Equal Pay Day. And Equal Pay Day was earlier this month in March. I don't know when you're watching this, but in March, March 12th was Equal Pay Day. And I put some laws in there that protect women, although still we know, again, women are still paid less than their male counterparts. However, there's an opportunity for you to increase your understanding of laws that are in place that you can utilize to help level the playing field or things that you should be expecting in the workplace. But beyond that, my concern is for the people, women, that have accepted the status quo for so long, you don't even recognize it anymore. So I'm just going to invite you again to open your eyes, open your ears. If it doesn't feel right, challenge yourself to say, why doesn't it feel right? And take the time to reflect and say, how long has this been happening and what has it done to me, both from a personal standpoint as well as a professional one? So I'm going to share those additional resources too with you. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. The reality is we can only control ourselves and how we react and how we behave to circumstances around us. And if you want to take on a larger cause, go for it. But this episode today was really about these subversive things that are happening or things that I know that we as women have accepted for so very long to be able to say, on my next performance appraisal, I want to ask for this because I see that I have not had this opportunity. I have a gap here and I'm going to hold my company accountable for providing me the bridge for that gap. Asking for that continuing education, asking for the ability to have a plan developed for you, a career development plan to get you to the C-suite or get you to whatever that next level position is for you. So it's about asking better questions, holding the company accountable for not providing the right opportunities for women so that everybody can be successful. Remember this above all. Equality in the workplace is good business. So whether it is diversity of ideas, diversity of gender, whatever way, shape, or form, when everyone is successful in the workplace, everyone feels safe, everyone is treated well in the workplace and fairly in the workplace, equitably in the workplace, and feels that they belong there, it is good for business. Everybody wins. So when you want to talk to HR feeling that you have not received fair treatment, this isn't about being difficult. This isn't about being the B word. This is setting the tone for better business. It truly is. And if you keep the business aspect in mind as well, it becomes less personal and more systemic and more solution focused. And isn't that where we all want to be? So I'm going to leave it there today, and I'm going to invite you to check out the other episodes that we have here on the Inspire Careers channel, here on YouTube, Spotlight on Careers. And I invite you to subscribe to the channel, ring that bell, and get notified when we drop our bi-monthly episodes. So I look forward to speaking with you again. If you have any questions, reach out. And until we meet again, live inspired.